Shalom Aleichem. In light of Hoshana Rabbah, our question of the day is, what should be done with the Aravas, which we refer to as the Hoshanas, after we hit them either on the ground or our chairs or a bench, or there's another minhag brought in the Meramah to shake it like the lulav. Some people do that, some people hit them, most people hit them, some people do both. So what should be done after the use of the Hoshanas? And indeed, there is a common minhag of throwing them on top of the Aron Kodesh. Is that a proper thing to do? Is there a basis for that in Halacha? So, in fact, we can explain the minhag, possibly, or at least part of the minhag, is based on the poskim that say that this Arava that we use, the Hashana, you should not treat it in a disgraceful way, although we are hitting it on the ground, but it's something that we are doing a mitzvah with, and accordingly, we could say based on that, that we put it in a respectable place to ensure that it's not treated disrespectfully, it's not left on the ground, put it on top of the Aron Kodesh, but indeed, that is not sufficient to explain the minhag, why on top of the Aron Kodesh. There are certainly other places that the Hoshanas can be placed after use. So the Minhag Yisrael Torah brings, maybe there's a somewhat of a smach, maybe there's some sort of a connection here. It's kind of weak, tenuous connection, but he says as follows, that the Malbusha Yontov, that's written by the author of the Tosfos Yontov, says as follows, that there is a minhag to hit the Hashanahs on the ground. That's based on the Zohar. That minhag we know about, that's what everyone does. And the explanation, why are we hitting the Hoshanas on the ground, is to teach us the Horosh HaYom HaHu Siyum Yemei Adin. This is the end of the Yom Adin, Hoshana Rabbah. We've gone through Rosh Hashanah, we've gone through Yom Kippur, now it's Hoshana Rabbah, V'lonim Tza'od, and it is no longer here. In other words, we are finished with the Din, and we are hitting what may be left over of any negative Gzar Din, any negative sentence that we may have. So that is, we are hitting on the ground with the Arava, and accordingly, a similar concept, hitting it away is like throwing it away as well with strength. So accordingly, he wants to say that maybe, possibly, that is the basis for throwing the Hoshanas on top of the Aron Kodesh, just like we hit it on the ground, to get rid of anything left, any remnant din that we would have. We throw it with strength as well, representing the same concept. Nonetheless, the Sefer Darkei Chayim Ushalom brings that the Minchas Elazar was makbid to not throw the Aravas on top of the Aron Kodesh. He said that that should not be done. That was a bizarre, a disgraceful thing to do, and should not be done. So in fact, there's actually a Sefer Ziv HaMinhagim, and he has a quote as follows. He says along the same lines, Umasha Hamon Zorkim Osan Alara Nakodesh, this concept, this minag, or this, I wouldn't call it a minag, this activity that people do, that they throw it on top of the Aron HaKodesh, and apparently they do it for Simcha, Bivadai la yafe osim, it's certainly not the right thing to do, ala adaraba, it is the wrong thing to do. Gamze mareh ledati sheyasu abanim, what we do learn from it is that we should indeed collect the Hoshanas after use, and we should not be walking all over them. A mitzvah was done for them, and they have to be treated respectfully. And after the tefillah, the shamis, the gabbai, should take them, and he should burn them. And in fact, I saw Rav Paskin as follows, as Ein bazeh shum minhag vatikin ela bizui Aron HaKodesh. This is not an antique, important minhag, but rather it is a disgrace to the Aron HaKodesh. Es ha'aravos yesh le'esof l'makom acher. But in fact, you should gather around, you should gather together and put them in a different place, but not on the Aron HaKodesh. So what should be done with the aravos after the use? So I saw the psak as follows. The Hoshanas indeed are a davar mitzvah. A mitzvah was done with them, and it's prohibited to disgrace them. Point number one. Point number two is, after use, we should sweep up what is left over, and that is important twofold. Number one, we should not be leaving the aravos because the mitzvah was done, but also we shouldn't be leaving the shul in a disgraceful way. We have to be careful about the cleanliness of the shul, so that is also very important. And also, yesh linhag ba'atzilos v'lo lefazer lichloch al haritzvah. We have to be careful to not have dirt on the floor. Kadesh adam achar lo yanakeh acharchach. From tzad midos, we shouldn't be leaving our scraps and leftovers around, leaving it for somebody else to clean up afterwards. So we indeed should be doing that ourselves. And the bottom line here is, Acharei Minag HaChavata, after hitting with the Hoshanas on the ground, we should collect everything together from the grounds, both for the purpose of the shul not being left in disgrace, and also for the aravas not being left in disgrace as well. So what should be done with the aravas if we're not going to throw it onto the Aron Kodesh? So indeed, various things are brought, but one prominent thing brought cited by the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, that's based on the concept of the Gemara, that once a mitzvah was done with an item, you should do another mitzvah with that item. And indeed, that is why there is also a minhag that we save the aravos and the lulavim as well. And when we are burning our chametz 6 months later, Erev Pesach, that is the fuel that is used. We did a mitzvah with the lulav, hopefully many mitzvahs with the lulav every day, that we took the lulav, the hoshanas we took on Shoshana Rabbah. Use those, they're dried out, use them as fuel to burn the chametz 6 months later. Have a wonderful day.